Good morning and greetings from the Mountain View Adventist Church in Hong Kong. That's my home church, and for those of you who don't know me, I've been in Hong Kong the last 18 years now, and left Australia 22 years ago, and have spent a fair bit of time back there. I've been asked to give a short devotional, and it's just an abridged version of a sermon that I gave some time ago. And and one of the things that I do in Hong Kong is that I'm a teacher, and I teach at one of the local universities. And one of the favourite subjects that my students like to take with me is called theme parks and attractions. And what you have here are pictures of theme parks that do exist in Hong Kong. The one on the left is Ocean Park, and the one on the right, obviously, is the Disney Park. In teaching service and service management, you know, we need to understand and recognise that the service business, particularly in the theme park industry, is a fun business. Certainly my students like taking my class because guess where we go for field trips? Yeah, to visit a theme park, of course. And we have got a lot to learn from Walt Disney and the Disney Company, particularly in terms of how do you deliver service. And what I'd like to share with you for a few minutes is something about Christ-like service, and look at how Disney views service. And if you look in your scriptures here in Hebrews chapter 13, verse 2, it says here, "Let our brotherly love continue. Be not forgetful to entertain strangers, for thereby some have entertained angels unaware." Service from Christ's perspective includes four things. And the first one is about discipleship, that is, being Christ-like. Secondly, showing respect. Thirdly, caring. And fourthly, love in action. So, discipleship. And I'll share with you some scriptures that relate to these four points. Excuse me for reading from the screen, because normally I do have the computer in front of me, but it says, "If any man serve me, let him follow me, and where I am, there shall my servant be. If any man serve me, him will my Father honour." So, in being Christ-like, we'll be honoured if we serve God. Showing respect. This involves accepting people for who they are and not to judge them. And we find in John, he says, "Judge not that ye be not judged." Our third item, caring. In Corinthians, it says, "All members should care for each other equally." One interesting thing that I found, one of my PhD students, he was looking at service from a Chinese service provider's perspective, and he conducted some focus group interviews. And when he was talking to some of the service providers in hotels and the like, he found out there's a thing called discriminatory service, which you'll probably only find in Asia. And it's quite interesting because the Western concept of service in Asia is that, right, you treat everyone the same, doesn't matter who they are or what they are. But what he found in his research is that the service workers were telling, well, if I'm working in a 5-star hotel, of course what I'm going to do is I'm going to give much better service compared to working in a 3-star hotel. Or if you're a flight attendant, certainly they will say, well, you know, economy class passengers are certainly not treated the same as business class or first class passengers. And some of my former students are flight attendants, and you know, when I talk to them about their job, they say, "Oh, you know, in the economy class, you said it's best not to say too much because if you talk too much, then you don't get to finish your job on time." So, you know, this is something that, you know, obviously is present in Asia and certainly is a problem. But in the Western countries, certainly service is seen more on an equal basis, and you dish it out to anyone and everyone on the same basis. But it is important for us to care and treat others equally. Fourthly, and in John 13, verse 35, it says, "By this all men will know that you are my disciples if you have love for one another." And what do we mean by this? Because this, in effect, is the basis of Christ-like service. If we have love, then love in action will mean serving people in a Christ-like manner. Right, the service business. Let's look at Walt's perspective. Walt Disney said when he first established his park back in 1955, he says, "My business is making especially children happy." That's all Walt wanted to do. He had two daughters and he loved taking them out on a Saturday. That was the family day that he had with his kids. But as he went to amusement parks, the amusement parks were a bit seedy, they were dirty, and people just used to hang out there. And it was something that he wasn't very happy with. And he said, "Well, I'm going to build a park." And everyone thought he was crazy. Because they said, "Well, you don't want to do something like that." He said, "Ah, no, but my park is different." Right. Just like to share with you some thoughts from Lucy and Charlie Brown. And she says, "Why do you think we're put here on earth, Charlie Brown?" And as Charlie responds, "It's to make others happy. I don't think I'm making anyone very happy. Of course nobody's making me very happy either." And then as Lucy shouts, "Well, somebody's not doing his job." Now, is it your job to make people happy? As Christians, what business are we in? Right. Yes, we want to spread the gospel. We want to win souls to Christ. But, you know, truly, if we think about our role, it's not our job, but our role is to make others happy. So how do we do this? Our Christian business here is making people happy, especially through love and service to God and to man. I'm going to share with you one of the Disney secrets. This is their core service values. And as you will see, they use the acronym SERVICE. And you've got to smile, you've got to make eye contact, you've got to respect the guest. You've got to value the magic, as Disney will say. Initiate contact, create solutions, and end with a thank you. So anyone who works with the Disney, when they go to Disney University, they'll get an orientation, and these are their core service values. Let's go through some of these in a little bit more detail. When we smile, we must greet people with a smile. How often do you do that? How much does it cost to give a smile? What? Can you pay for a smile? No, it costs nothing. Right. Eye contact, body language. This shows attitude and if you really care. Respect and welcome. You accept all people and do not judge them. Make them feel accepted. The V, value the magic. Now, as you know, Disney talks about the magic and the Magic Kingdom. And basically, if you've ever been to a Disney park, at the railway line, in front of the station, you go through the tunnels. And if you ever look up on the top, there's a plaque up above, before you go through the tunnel. And it basically says, you are leaving the cares of the world behind today, and as you enter into the Magic Kingdom, have a fun time. And in a sense, this is what God's telling us. When we enter the kingdom of heaven, right, we're going to have a fun time up in heaven. Right. So in valuing the magic, providing the memories, you need to give special care to the visitor. So therefore, you should make them feel special and try and understand his or her needs. I, to initiate contact, take the first step, and if we have visitors in coming to church, get to know them, say hello to them. You know, what type of church do you want to be? What type of church are you? C, create solutions. That means taking care and providing help. Now, that is probably easier said than done. Here we have, it's a cold, wintry day, it's snowing. As Linus says to Snoopy, "Be of good cheer, Snoopy." "Yes, be of good cheer," says Charlie Brown, and off they walk. Now, this leaves poor old Snoopy puzzled, but Snoopy looks kind of cold, doesn't he, as they say to each other. "I'll say he does. Maybe we'd better go over and comfort him." Now, is this the type of love in action that we want to give? It's not about just uttering words. It's really about doing something. That's what makes a difference. And you need to end with a thank you. It's a simple courtesy, and again, like a smile, it costs nothing. So love in action is the basis of Christ-like service. And Christ-like service is about entertaining strangers and angels unawares. The question that I have to you to conclude is, have you entertained any strange angels? Thank you. Close with prayer.